The federal government is sending more than $25 million to Maricopa County to help with its homelessness problem. The grant from the Department of Housing and Urban Development will support services and programs that provide housing for people and families experiencing homelessness. For more on this, I'm joined by Amy Schwabenlender. She's Vice President of Community Impact at Valley of the Sun United Way and co-chair of the Maricopa Regional Continuum of Care Board. That's the group that'll get the $25.4 million. And Amy, how impactful will this money be in the region?
The HUD dollars through this funding source are tremendously impactful. They support 42 programs that are mostly housing focused, meaning they're housing for formerly chronically homeless individuals and families that now have a permanent place to call home. And the dollars support a rapid rehousing intervention, which is a one-time housing assistance that really ends someone's homelessness. We couldn't support the housing programs here in Maricopa County without the HUD support.
Is this money going to putting up new affordable housing units? Is it going to helping get people who don't have a home into an existing unit?
These dollars support housing programs that have typically been in existence for a while. There is one new project being funded this year in this round of funding that the dollars would support people moving into scattered site apartments. This is a HUD funding source called McKinney-Vento that's renewable every year. Our community has been a pretty strong performer in this process in receiving these dollars, which is why we get excited when the projects are renewed, because it means we can keep people housed.
How big of a dent do you think that this money will put into the Valley's homeless population?
Well, again, it really helps people stay housed that were formerly chronically homeless, meaning they were long-time homeless, and they rely on permanent supportive housing to keep them housed. In the rapid rehousing, these dollars help definitely with a population that falls into homelessness each year and will help hundreds of individuals and families end their homelessness.
So it sounds almost like this money is helping folks stay in a home. So in a sense, it's almost helping keep the problem from getting worse, as opposed to really like trying to make a tremendous dent in getting folks who are currently homeless into a home.
Correct. This HUD funding source does not fund emergency shelter. HUD in this funding stream really wants to support housing programs that end homelessness and keep people housed.
How big of a problem is homelessness right now in Maricopa County?
What we've seen over the last several years is that our numbers are remaining almost flat, with about 6,000 people experiencing homelessness on any given night in Maricopa County.
Is that considered good that the numbers are staying where they are? They're not going down, but they're also not going up.
Given what we see happening in other communities across the country where their numbers are going up, I would say that it's a good sign that we can keep things generally about flat. Of course, for those individuals, it's not good, and we would like everyone to have a safe place to live.
Relative to other cities and other metro areas, you know, roughly the same size as Phoenix and the Valley, is 6,000 a lot of homeless residents?
It's too many. Percentage-wise, based on population, it puts us in, you know, a not-so-great position across the country. We're definitely not having the worst issue in the country. We're not the best. And locally, in our continuum of care and with our jurisdictional leaders, we're really focused on what's happening here, and how do we prevent and end more homelessness?
Amy Schwabenlender is Vice President of Community Impact for the Valley of the Sun United Way and co-chair of the Maricopa Regional Continuum of Care Board. We are talking about the more than $25 million grant that group recently got from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development.